On icychangeatthealmanac.org last week, a report of snow on Mount Baldy near Crested Butte, and the monsoon season is bringing out mosquitoes and other insects. Humans may hate the bugs, but birds are feasting on them. I spoke with Jason Beeson of the Rocky Mountain Bird Observatory about breeding season along the North Fork of the Gunnison. Just outside of Paonia, we walked from Rain Crow Farm, where Jason works with his wife Carrie, to the banks of the river.
It's nice to have all the insect eaters flying around catching the bugs. And, you know, like in a month or so, it'll be tons. In the evening, I'll see just hundreds or even a thousand different kinds of swallows and nighthawks. And I've seen black swifts, you know, flying around with them. Now it's a lot of the breeding species that are raising young and nesting. Like, we've got a kingbird nest in the front of the house, and they fledged at least two, I think. And I've been seeing a lot of yellow warblers down here carrying food. Like, they'll have a big beak full of little caterpillars or some kind of bug. You see them carrying food, that confirms that they're actually, you know, have nested or they're feeding young. I just saw a robin when I was out pulling weeds. Looked like it was carrying, you know, a beak full of grass and mud to maybe build another nest. They start really early, so they can do two nests during the summer, maybe even three. And they nest right around the house. Some robins are sticking around for the winter. The old timers say you never saw them in the wintertime. That's one of the species they've shown, like, their wintering ranges keep pushing farther north because of climate change. There's a black-chinned hummingbird over there. They might have a nest over there. You hear that? Dee-dee-dee. It's coming close. Nice. Whoa! Dive bombing us. The broad-tailed hummingbirds nest a little bit higher elevations. Typically, they can nest around here, too. Late June, early July, there's a couple species of rufous hummingbirds, which are the really aggressive ones. They're, you know, bright red. They'll hang out by the feeders, chase all the other ones away. They breed up in the Pacific Northwest, and then a couple weeks ago they showed up here. And the smallest bird in North America, the calliope hummingbird, also shows up about this time of year too. They also come from the Northwest, and then I think it's because of the monsoons, I kind of get another flush of another spring where be more bugs all of a sudden, so they'll take advantage of that. So they'll come down here, and then late August, early September, they'll head further south to Mexico. And I see them over the river a lot catching bugs, like little chopsticks, catching them out of the air. And so they do eat a lot of insects.
When we feed them sugar water, good, bad, what?
They do their normal nectaring or bug catching. It's not like they'll survive solely on the sugar water. I know somebody did some research in Louisiana now. There's a lot of hummingbirds overwintering in Louisiana that, you know, they used to just not be there, and they're just coming to feeders. I'm sure we're doing something to the population.
Rain Crow Farm is named for the yellow-billed cuckoo, called a rain crow in the Appalachians, because it calls out before thunderstorms.
The yellow-billed cuckoos, when we first moved here, there weren't a lot of records, and they're still pretty rare. We've only heard them a couple times this summer here, and they're actually a candidate for listing, you know, like the Gunnison sage grouse. Yellow-billed cuckoos in the west are also possibly going to be listed west of the Continental Divide, because their populations have declined pretty rapidly in the last, you know, 50 years.
Jason Beeson is Special Monitoring Projects Coordinator for the Rocky Mountain Bird Observatory. He specializes in projects with low-density species, monitoring such populations as yellow-billed cuckoos, great blue herons, snowy egrets, and black swifts. For KVNF News and IC Change at thealmanac.org, I'm Marty Derlin.